Text numéro 48. It's time to stop that wasteful trek to work. How was your journey to work today? Were you stuck in a traffic jam? Fighting to keep your balance as the bus lurched from stop to stop? Awash with adrenaline as you cycled between cars that don't indicate and pedestrians absorbed in texting? A more pertinent question might be, why journey to work today? Many people, particularly those employed in the so-called knowledge industries, don't need to go to work every day. Anyone who works at a computer could probably work a day or two from home. These ideas are not new. In 2007, more than 40% of companies offered teleworking opportunities. What is new is that the tools to facilitate this are prevalent, easy to use, and secure. There are few upsides to travelling to work. It's a waste of fuel, and unless you are lucky enough to be able to read or write on your journey, a waste of time. Swapping the trek to the office for the saunter to the home office saves on many fronts. Working from home does have some pitfalls. The lack of contact can be dispiriting. Far more insidious, however, is the way that mistrust can appear between those who continue to attend their normal place of employment and those who work remotely. There seems to be scepticism about working from home, an assumption that it involves lying on the couch. The truth is very different. I find that I work longer hours from home than when I physically attend the office, partly because I find working from home more satisfying and productive, and partly because a weird form of guilt forces me to prove that I am worthy of the trust. And indeed, many articles and reports mention an increase in productivity as one of the major benefits of telecommuting, as people are more motivated and tend to work better away from the conventional workplace. Furthermore, many occupations requiring a high degree of concentration, like writing reports or programming, are often much better performed in the peace and quiet of home than in a noisy office. Last but not least, the flexibility of teleworking enables employees to manage their time according to when they feel is the best time for every task. There's a darker side to remote working too. Colleagues can be resentful. Managers can withdraw support. A perfect arrangement can be given the coup de grâce by paranoia, resentment, distrust, and bad management. It's not all that simple either. There is some work that can only be done in teams. Some office attendance may be inevitable. For many, the joy of working is contact with other people. For others, working from home is win-win. No commute. You save money and time, and hey, you might even be able to sell your car. Your employer can save too. Hot desking and downsizing premises. What's not to love? Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, September 2010.